You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Monday morning quarterback, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The good, the bad, the ugly. Ed Norris, what's good?
Los Angeles Rams. I don't know if people are paying attention because it's the West Coast and it's the other conference. They're really good. They're really good. They just demolished the division opponent yesterday.
Another one.
And, you know, they're kind of – they don't even have the best record in football. They just look like the best team to me. Yeah, between them and the Seahawks, I think it's one of those two teams in that division just from watching them. I just think they're better than everybody else. They're playing a tougher division because the 49ers are in third and they're 9-4. They'd be leading some of the divisions in the NFL right now. Actually, they would. They'd be leading the AFC North, the NFC East, and the NFC South with a 9-4 record. But anyway – Matthew Stafford's having an MVP year. They ended up putting up a whooping yesterday on the Cardinals. It was something, 45-17. It was never close. They just poured it on. Stafford had, you know, 3-touchdown day. Puka Nacua, 167 yards, 2 TDs. That's a talented team, man. It really is. It's somebody you wouldn't want to face.
Mike Preston, what's bad?
Ravens pass rush. I mean, you play a quarterback who turned 42 Tuesday, and you can't pressure him at all against an offensive line that's not very good. And there have been a lot of complaints about Pittsburgh's offensive line this season, and then they come out and basically pitch a shutout against the Ravens. They had one quarterback hurry, one quarterback hit, whatever you want to call it. But that was it. And if you don't get quarterbacks to move, even Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to win many games in this league. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Ravens are 6-7.
What's ugly, Jeremy?
The officiating. I mean, look, you can go around. We can talk about a lot of ugly football. But let's be honest. You have a set of standards, a set of rules that you're supposed to go mm-hmm. by, and we don't know what they are because everything keeps changing. And look, we can go back to talking about the NFL switching to sports entertainment and all the things that people are going to say about mm-hmm. it. I think it's just bad officiating, and when there's so much gray area around rules, and then their interpretation is going to be different. Like, I've seen some games where there's a play that's happened where it's like, I don't know what that is. Okay. We had TJ Hockenson earlier this year with that catch, and it's like, oh, he maintains all the rules, but guess what? After he finally went to the ground and flipped over, the ball moved. Well, did it move? Did it touch the ground? Well, we don't know, but we think it's not a catch now.
See,
how do you overturn stuff on the field that you called if there's no visible evidence?
That's why people are going to the sports entertainment. In case of yesterday,
yeah.
It was called an interception. There's nothing in the replay to suggest you should have reversed that, but yet for some reason you reverse it. Two players hit their hand on the football. All right? How do you rule that to be Aaron Rodgers' football when two players had it? the touchdown. It was called a touchdown on the field, Jeremy. So how does a replay tell you that it wasn't? See, that's why people are saying a crying foul, because it's not the calls on the field of bad officiating. It's the confirmation from people you can't see.
Well, they're violating the opposite. They're violating their own rules.
Exactly.
The rules that we would – this is the problem. You do not have – you don't know what the expectations are. Therefore, you can't have any because you don't know what the rules are, because it changes every game, every week. And there's multiple calls like this throughout the league every Sunday. And yet, like – what is a catch? We still don't know. This goes back to how many years ago we've had these things with different receivers.
Megatron.
Calvin Johnson was
Megatron,
the first one.
Yeah.
But we've all known that when you get into the end zone, you still have to make a football move in the
exactly.
No, you don't.
Exactly.
What is a toe tap on the sideline when a guy goes to the ground? What is that? He didn't put a third foot down. I mean, it's just, there's never been anything said. We've always said the end zone is different. Touch the pylon, it's a touchdown.
Hang on. Even yes. I mean, to cut you off there, but it's exactly on that note. You dive across the line, the end line, the goal line. All you have to do is have the ball cross. It's a touchdown, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you dive over a pile, quarterback sneak, running back dive. Ball goes over, gets knocked loose, he comes back. It's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's done. You're done.
It's called an end zone.
Well, I agree with the interception. Because I didn't believe it was an interception. Because when I saw his knee on the ground, I'm like, oh, this play's over. That's the rule. That is the rule. It's like when you touch the ball, if they both go down and they both have possession of the ball, if his knee hits the ground and it goes to the receiving team, that is the rule. The touchdown to Likely was just a bad call.
Yeah, it was not a bad. It was a good call on the field. And that's why people are suspicious, Mike, because these plays are being overturned by people you can't see.
Right.
Where are these people overturning this? You overturn that?
And you've told us as the public that if the call in the field stands unless there is definitive evidence that it's incorrect. That was not definitive. That was a touchdown.
It was almost opinionated.
Yeah,
well, in my opinion,
it was weird.
You need to have a third foot. It was almost an opinionated call.
Well, most of them are, especially when it comes to pass interference. That's usually the way it is, but
if you want to give me
right there,
yeah,
that's a terrible call.
You want to give me opinions? Don't give me opinions on replays, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you overturned that call, and I still to this day, I still don't know.
Look, I've watched referees come back and say someone called a timeout, and they pick up the flag, and you're looking at it going, "No, they didn't." I've watched referees come in and tell you this is a catch and that's not a catch, and then watch another game where they go to the same place in New York, and then they tell you that one's a catch when it was almost identical to this one.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.